is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca.
Before I even got elected, it began.
In no uncertain terms, no collusion and no conspiracy between the Trump for President campaign and the Russian government. At last, the Robert Mueller investigation is over and the news, by and large, very good for President Trump. AP correspondent Eric Tucker reports, however, the special counsel did not reach a conclusion whether or not President Trump obstructed justice.
Instead, according to Attorney General Barr, who summarized these findings, Mueller presented evidence on both sides of the ledger for these different episodes involving Trump's behavior that were examined and then did not reach a conclusion one way or the other. However, Barr said that he and Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein had reached their own conclusion based on Mueller's evidence and determined that it was insufficient to establish obstruction of justice.
And President Trump reacted after hearing the news.
There was no collusion with Russia, the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. There was no collusion with Russia. There was no obstruction, and none whatsoever. And it was a complete and total exoneration.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. In Afghanistan, officials there said ongoing clashes with Taliban insurgents continued Sunday in southern Helmand province, resulting in the deaths of dozens of government forces. A Taliban spokesman said its forces overran two bases in Sanjin and killed at least 52 soldiers. U.S.-backed Syrian fighters cleared explosives on Sunday in the last area retaken from the Islamic State group and arrested a number of militants hiding in those tunnels. This comes one day after declaring military victory in the end of the extremist self-styled caliphate. This is VOA News. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is due to meet with U.S. President Donald Trump today, then immediately fly back home, cutting short his trip in response to a rocket attack from the Gaza Strip. The prime minister had been scheduled to have dinner at the White House Tuesday and also give an address to the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee, a major U.S. lobbying group for the Jewish state. The rocket hit a house in central Israel, northeast of Tel Aviv, wounding seven people. Israel's military blamed the militant group Hamas for the rocket attack. Israel Education Minister Naftali Bennett.
This is clearly unacceptable. Israel will respond with all the necessary means. We're fed up with Hamas. Enough is enough.
Netanyahu's abbreviated visit comes as he seeks a political boost in a tough re-election contest set for April the 9th. Viking Ocean Cruises says all the passengers and crew of its Viking Sky are safe and that the ship has docked in Norway after it had to be rescued. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
The cruise ship made it to shore Sunday accompanied by tugboats. The day before, passenger Alexis Shepard from California shared video online of what happened when they hit rough seas and issued a mayday after engine trouble. Chairs and other furniture went flying across the floor. And part of the ceiling came down.
I'm a yachtswoman. I've spent a lot of time on yachts, and this was unlike anything that I've ever experienced before. So, yes, it was absolutely horrible.
Officials say at least 17 people were injured. More than 400 of the 1,300 passengers were airlifted off the boat. The next trip for the Viking Sky has been canceled. I'm Julie Walker.
U.S. airplane manufacturer Boeing says it plans to hold a briefing Wednesday for 200 pilots, technical leaders, and regulators as it works toward returning its 737 MAX planes to service following two deadly crashes. The company said in a statement it is working to have sessions with all operators of the 737 MAX and national aviation regulators. The death toll from Cyclone Ida in Mozambique, Zimbabwe, and Malawi has risen to more than 750. AP correspondent Karen Chamas.
As floodwaters recede and more bodies are discovered, the final death toll in Mozambique alone could rise sharply, with over 100,000 people already displaced in camps more than a week after Cyclone Idai hit. As efforts to rescue people trapped by the floods wind down, aid workers across the vast region are bracing for the spread of disease. Environment Minister Chelsea Correa says he's expecting cholera and malaria to spread in the country soon. The UN has made Cyclone Idai hit areas a priority in its humanitarian relief work, as the UN's Sebastian Rhodes-Stamper explains.
There's no government in the world who can respond alone in these types of circumstances.
I'm Karen Chamas.
And I'm Joe Palca, VOA News.